forget you.
I'm sorry. I don't drive a Ferrari.
We can't get you there.
All right, folks. Once a week, it's our time. Let's come together. Whoever you're mad at, let the world know, man. Let them know. A little bit of ground rules. No politics. No naming names, naming companies. Everybody's a potential advertiser, right? But you can tell us with pretty good detail who the hell exactly it is you're mad at. Trust me on that.
Okay.
Where do you want to start, Brian? I'm thinking Kevin in D.C. How's that sound?
I think that sounds good with me.
What up, Kev? Who you mad at?
Hey, what's up, B-Mitch? What's up, guys?
What's up, man? Dude?
I got two. Bleep you to all the analysts that said we was going to win four games. Joke's on you. And number two, bleep you to the Hall of Fame for not putting Brian Mitchell in it.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
I'm with you there. Thanks, dude.
I'm
good call.
Quiet on that one.
Yeah, I want you to know this. Obviously, I'm aware of the news. I just don't think you want to talk about it. That's why I don't bring it up.
I saw it.
Yeah. Okay. It's just funny because I know, like, other shows address it, and London and Jacoby and all these things, and I feel like it's pretty obvious where we all stand on these things. And I can tell you there's, like, considerations. What the hell can I say on air about this? I can tell you something in the break. That's what I can do. Let's go to Ronald in Waldorf. Ronald, who you mad at, dude?
You mentioned JP. This is my first time calling in. Thank you for taking
Thanks
my call.
Thanks for calling, man. Thanks, dude.
I'm mad at all these fans. I'm a long time watcher. I've been watching all my life. And I'm mad at all these fans that no matter what sporting event I attend, the Nationals, the Commanders, the Wizards, the Capitals, I am so sick of all these fans that's cheering the other team and louder than our own home fans. It cannot be that many transits in this area. I just refuse to believe that. And B. Mitch, my apologies to you too, man. I really wish that they would have selected you for the Hall of Fame because you deserve to be there. Thanks for much,
appreciate
so much
you,
for taking my call.
Thanks, dude.
Thank
there are visiting fans no matter what. I think it's better than it was when I was a kid, though, honestly. I remember going to Bullets games where they straight up advertised who they were playing.
Come see the Bullets play the stars of the NBA.
Yes, dude. Like that.
When I heard that, I was like, if I'm a player, I am pissed off at our marketing department.
Dude, I remember that as a kid. It was
Remember the other one? Come see the Wizards. We have the tallest and the shortest person in the NBA. Muggsy Bowles and Manute
Bowles. The Bullets, but yeah.
The Bullets then. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Is this a circus?
Like, what about come see the Bullets? We're going to win. Come see the Bullets. We're fighting for a playoff spot. That was awful as a kid. Caps games, I feel like, have always been pretty strong. I know that, like, Penguins, Rangers kind of have a good following when those teams are good. The Skid stuff is more last 10 years, I would say. Because, dude, even like the RG3 years – FedEx was full of burgundy and gold. There was a time.
Oh, it bumped.
Like from 2000.
Like you say, let's make it bump.
I think a real demise of the organization from like a fan showing up to the games was the rocket ship of Robert, and then that goes sideways, and then all of a sudden, by hook or by crook, they got Kirk. Whether they handled it well or not, all of a sudden you got Kirk, and then Kirk looks pretty good, and they make the playoffs. And then you just fumble the opportunity to handle it right.
Yeah.
And then then Kirk realizes, yo, F this place. And it just.
Oh, he wouldn't stand here no matter what.
I think in 15 they had a chance to get something done. But after that, once you got on the franchise tag, road to nowhere, I think fans were just like, these morons can't
after
do anything
Dan
right.
Passed by Kirk and went straight to Robert when Kirk helped him win the game.
Cleveland.
It was over that
That's
day.
That's 2012.
It was over that day.
Yeah. Might be
That's
right.
Just a little conversation I had with a particular person, and when you ask what's the problem and they bring up that day, that's when he made his decision.
Might that dude have been related to Kirk by fatherhood?
would have just been Kirk.
All right, there you go. A lot of dads had a lot of opinions during that era. All right, let's keep the phones going. It is Bleep You Thursday. Our guy Jupe is on the line. What up, Jupe?
JP Beatman, what's going on, fellas?
What up, Jupe?
Hey, I got bleeped the whole chat for frying up Toby the way they did the other day. That was wrong and disrespectful.
What happened to Toby? I didn't know. Toby's my guy.
They was joning on him like a mug in the chat.
That's messed up.
They were eating him up. But Toby was laughing at him. He said, oh, that's like, funny.
Yeah.
Toby can handle himself.
It was all love. It was an initiation into the fam. That's all it was.
Oh, he was initiated too, boy. I tell you. Tay say he bleeping Rick Snyder for calling Wale Wally.
He called him Wally?
Wally.
Oh, that's tough. Do you have any other ones, Jupe? All right, I think Jupe's gone.
He's gone.
He gone. We got to talk. DC Dave in the chat is saying this. He's talking about the literal highway robbery in Virginia with the tolls. I'm going to be more specific. I will pay the tolls, dude. The 66 one's kind of nuts. I don't usually have to deal with that. But the Beltway I'll pay. The toll road I generally pay. Whatever's going on with the GW Parkway construction and everything at the
bridge.
It's
about to be longer now.
I've heard they're like, oh, get ready. Get ready. It's been god-awful for years. Mm.
The exit to 95, I think, they have done something with that. That got screwed up over the last week or so.
Dude, it is unbelievably bad, and it seems like there is no help on the horizon. Bleep you to everybody involved with that thing. Go back to the old pothole-ass road. I'd rather deal with the potholes than whatever it is
bleep
they're
JP
doing.
Bleep JP for putting Quince Orchard on blast earlier.
Well, stop having kids from other districts play for your football team. It's my understanding Professor Landini has a few things he'd like to get off his chest. Hello, Landfill.
Yeah, I've got several bleep yous here. So the first one is going to be people who eat apples during their radio show.
just brazenly eating apples during the radio show.
If that person calls his producer to try and talk to him and he ignores him for like five damn minutes, and then when the producer comes on and say, y'all ready to go? I've been ready to go, but you don't listen to what the hell I want to talk about.
So bleep you to the donut place for screwing up my order.
What happened? Please
I wanted a delicious Boston cream donut, and they didn't have it, so I'm not pleased.
That kind of stuff drives me nuts.
Least you could do is tell me. Bleep you to the people who hate the McRib.
Why? Listen, if you don't want them, you want to know something about me, Brian?
What?
This is a secret. I'm going to tell the world. Never in my life have I had a Filet-O-Fish. Mm. It doesn't appeal to me. I don't know why. It isn't for me. But I'm not mad at the Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at people that like it. Mm-hmm. What is the point of being mad about the McRib? You need a hobby. You need to go for a walk.
It's disgusting.
Hold hands with a woman.
Disgustingly like, delicious.
How much time do you have in your life to be mad about a sandwich at McDonald's?
Hey, man.
A lot.
Eat what you like and then keep moving.
Jeff, are you part of the anti-McRib movement?
Yes. That thing
Why?
Is horrible. I would never.
So just don't eat it.
I won't. I never. I had it like twice, and I was totally disgusted both times. It tastes like school lunch.
But Landfill's fired up. Now, why is McRib back in the news? They're bringing her back?
Yeah, it's,
they come back every year by this time, don't
it's
they?
Back December 3rd, I believe.
Only for one day?
No, I mean, I don't know how long it's going to be back for.
All right, December 3rd. Let's all get them in studio. We're all in studio that day. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, we could DoorDash that.
Nah, I'm not going to do that.
I will, yeah, Landfill.
Okay, well, I'm all Jeff, in. I'm going to cook some ribs and bring for me and you.
Yeah, I'd rather
I'm
do
with that. That. I'm with
that. That option is on the table. See I'm you later, saying, Landfill.
Hey, I'm of the mindset. I don't knock things that other people like.
Don't yuck somebody's
but
yum.
I'm just going to tell you, if I had my choice, I'm not eating it. I'm going to go eat something else.
That's fair too.
Yeah.
I just don't get being mad about it.
You know what, JP? You're kind of weird. You're mad about everything every day, but you always got a problem with people being mad about something.
Right now, I don't think I'm mad about anything.
No, maybe not right
I'm
now.
I'm chilling. I'm not excited about this weather outside. I'll tell you that much.
But you,
camera is probably fired up.
The most complainingest person on the whole show.
I'm a professional complainer.
And you get mad when other people complain. I think you don't want them to take your title.
I don't know if that's accurate. I'm willing to give titles
share,
away.
You share.
If there's somebody that complains about more stuff than me, let me know. Holler
I
at
I can
me.
Tell you. I think I've been dealing with it for 30-something years. I hope she wasn't listening.
Yeah, you better hope. School didn't get out for the snow.
It ain't.
Richard is in Virginia Beach. What up, Richie? Who you mad at?
What's
Yo,
up,
you there,
How you doing,
bud?
Man? Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, Jeff. I'm mad at JP for messing with you, number one. Anyway, I'm mad at the NFL for beat the NFL for not recognizing how great Brian Mitchell is, okay? And then I want to bleep the people who took away our heritage of the Washington Redskins, the logo, everything, trying to erase our history as fans. I've been watching this team since 1969, man. And I've always been a diehard fan. And I'm a Brian Mitchell fan first. Because when Brian went to wherever he went because of that dumb Mr. Snyder, because of him, and Brian went other places, I was a Brian Mitchell fan first and foremost. And thank you, Brian Mitchell, for all those glory years you gave us in Washington.
Appreciate it, brother.
I also would like to bleep those people who really are not getting it about that logo that we have. I was watching C-SPAN. How they were fighting to get our logo back. Because when that logo come back, why are we not thinking about another name? The Washington Warriors with the logo. Indians, Warrior. Remember, they go together. That's common sense, people. That's common sense. But we're gonna whoop the Cowboys and bleep them.
There you go. Thank you for the call, dude. Appreciate it. Quickly on this logo. The senator from Montana. I have been fairly critical of the senator from Montana. And on this one, I don't think I am, because here's what I care about is the action. Uh-huh. He voted for RFK to move forward.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the correct action. So if he wants to keep banging the drum because the old logo came from Montana and he wants to represent those people, that's cool.
Can I tell you about the logo?
The team has already done something to honor
what
it.
What they're doing... So it's going to be some level of a museum, either in the stadium or somewhere else when they come in new one.
Sure.
And that will be – it will be blasted in those areas. But I don't think it means the logo is coming back on the helmets.
No,
that's
man.
What I don't think.
I think what people have to stop projecting what they want and just start understanding what is realistic. And I think what maybe they made a mistake, right – specific to the Daryl Green merchandise they sold, is that they took the logo off the helmet.
Yeah.
Like they had Daryl in the old helmet with no logo on it. I think we got to stop trying to pretend that the logo didn't exist. And when we're
that's part of a licensing thing, I believe. Because moving forward, when you do those things, and I think that logo, if the NFL has anything with it, you can't normally move forward with NFL stuff with something that does not fit with the NFL anymore.
That could be true, too. Yeah. All I'm saying is I think that this organization, the ownership now, the business people now, recognize we're not trying to run from our past. I think when they initially made the change back in 21 and everything was so haywire, they just tried to run away from everything because – nobody really knew what they were doing. These guys have a measured approach. They understand that there's a lot of great history there, and they're not just going to try to make rash decisions. But that doesn't mean the logo's coming back. Doesn't mean they're changing the name
again. You know, when I would get stuff made, like I had a sports math and science thing. If I wanted to get it done, I either had to get a license from the NFL or take it off.
Right.
And you just take off the what's called.
Now, this is the team selling it, so I would think they have the licensing agreements. But we don't know, honestly. They said it was an oversight on their part with the Daryl Green T-shirts to take the logo off. But regardless, what the dude Danes is saying now is, yo, it's a great logo. You should still keep it as a part of your history. I'm cool with that.
I think it's always been a part of the history, no matter what.
Right.
They're not erasing it.
They tried to.
People before tried to.
Yes, yes.
These people here, they tried to erase the people from the past.
Right.
You know, they didn't want to deal with them. The people in charge now are not trying to do that.
I agree. The people that are in charge now are focused on getting back to RFK and building a winner. Like, yeah. Big picture stuff, man. I loved that logo.
Only person don't like that is Jeff.
Jeff, the lone Maryland fan. Or right, I guess landfill.
I learned my lesson about that this morning.
What was your lesson?
Dude.
That's the first lesson you've ever learned, Jeff. Congratulations.
Dude, I will never talk bad about RFK again or the Commanders not coming back. Because you know
why? What happened?
What happened?
I crossed through RFK every day to get to work, right? And the day after I say I don't want it to come back, I go through RFK.
You got flat.
A nail goes right into my tire. So who was changing their tire in the middle of RFK parking lot this morning? Jeff Walker. So I'm not talking bad about that place no more.
Landfill.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I put that nail out there.
That's straight B-Mitch voodoo. Landfill, serious question for you. Did anyone on the planet get flat tires and car trouble more than Jeff Walker?
No.
He's got a lot of tire problems.
That was probably like my second time this year. I'm on a good run.
For you to say that you're on a good run when it's the second time this year is pretty indicative of the overall situation. Remember you had that dude that was always attacking your car? What was that? Remember that guy?
Yeah, that's because
and you claimed he had the wrong car or something?
Yes, he thought you were banging
his wife?
Yes.
I mean, I've been on this planet.
I'm not making any comments about that whole situation.
I've been on this planet 43 years. I know a lot of people in a lot of walks of life. I have a bunch of different jobs. I'm in a lot of different places. I've heard of that kind of situation happen to one person, and his name is Jeff Walker.
My guy, man.
I love Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
How was Jeff's golf game the other day?
I need him to stop getting it. Well, I'm not going to lie. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth, Jeff. You had way more. You had a bogey and you had about four double bogeys. I never thought you would get a double bogey. I thought you were going to be
getting. He had a legit bogey?
Legit bogey.
That's pretty good. Legit,
the thing about Jeff.
On
Jeff,
a par three or most, what?
You know, he was on a par four.
Okay.
The most impatient dude in the world. I'm about to give him a hint and he's already backswing boom. Like the guy, the 70-year-old dude hit Jeff on social media and he told me, say, with a backswing, he said, your backswing, I'm 70 years old, my backswing's farther than that. What did he tell you, Jeff, you have a girlish backswing?
Yes, and then he had the nerve. Yo, when we come back from break, can we finish this bleep you? Because this was my bleep you.
We'll see.
But, Jeff, you know what? Jeff shot 57, and I shot 34.
How generous were you on the 57?
No, all his strokes were in the hole.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to keep the phone lines open the rest of the hour. I do want to circle back to some of this Kingsbury stuff.
There were no par fives, though.
Right. That's a big part of it. I also think – so you're talking – you shot a 57 on a par 30 or something?
Par 34.
Okay. I think we got to be careful not to misconstrue stuff, and we're going to do our best to help with that, specific to Kingsbury earlier today. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. The phone lines are lit up. We're taking them the whole rest of the hour. It is a bleep you Thursday. Jeff was complaining about something. Jeff, do you need to clarify anything, bud?
Yeah, I want to bleep everyone who was making fun of my golf swing.
And well,
they didn't leave no like advice that I could actually use. Like one thing about it, if I post the videos, of course, you can laugh. But at least give me some pointers. And then,
Jeff,
if you're
the last thing you want are pointers from random people on the internet, bro. How is that what you think is the answer?
Just because I listen to the advice, don't mean I got to take it. If I think it's something that'll work, I listen to it. But
well, I help you, so you better be thanking me. Don't
thank
bleep
you,
me.
Bro. But
and
bleep
I'm
you to all the haters.
Paid for it. All right, bleep you to the haters. That's just like Jeff's tickets. Like, yeah, man, I always get tickets. I want to go to the phones, but I just quickly, I think this video is getting a lot of run now on social media. I think it's from News 4 that posted it. Maybe other people posted it too. But if you're retweeting a video of Cliff Kingsbury, he's not mad about anything.
He wasn't mad by no stretch.
He's joking. Like he
was having fun.
And when you see him get up to walk away, it's because the press conference
was
over. Like he had been asked by everybody in the room, and the PR representative that was there said, all right, last one. And then he had to go to practice.
When
like,
you're not in the room, stop always thinking that you're smarter than everybody and posting stuff to try to make yourself seem like you're right. You're wrong, okay?
Yeah.
It was he was joking. He laughed with them. He wasn't mad by no stretch of the imagination. So let's be real. And then again, I am not going to tell you if I changed plays or if I didn't change plays, because I'm not trying to give information to nobody else. If anybody has been around football long enough, you know one thing. Coaches are the ones that always thinks somebody knows something and they're going to get some information. So they keep everything close to the vest.
Totally.
Cliff's not the first guy to do something like that.
And I think we also, like, a lot of folks want to figure out how hurt Jaden is, how long has he been hurt, when is he going to be healthy, are they hiding him, are they doing all these things. He got hurt. They said it was week to week. They said it was a pain threshold thing. Like, I don't think there's been any surprises. If you believe they should have gone to Mariota, you're allowed to do that. You are allowed to form your opinions of your own volition. But then if you said that the Hail Mary at the end of the Bears game is one of the greatest moments of your life, like, keep that in mind. And then he looked damn sharp against the Giants. Like, there have been highs and lows. I think T.J. Watt really got to him, and then they had another game 5 days later. Let's let Sunday's game against Dallas be the narrative extinguisher, okay? And if it's not, then there's going to be a whole bunch of questions. But right now, it seems like we're on a boat that's just rocking, and they're 7-4. It shouldn't be rocking that much.
There are people who started narratives, and they try to promote their narrative no matter what. And listen, you got about another week or two to promote your narratives, and I'm going to start calling people out. I'm being honest. That's where I'm at with this. Like, I've been around a lot of people a long time, and I know how they do stuff. They do things because they never get called out. But you know what? I have no problem being the man calling out somebody.
Let's do this. Speaking of a man trying to create his own narrative, I believe we have an NFL owner on the line. It is Jera. Hello, Jera.
I'm doing fine, Finley and Brian. I got one for you there, Jeff. Blank you for all that garbage you've been spilling all week about karma against the Cowboys. Well, you got your damn karma getting a damn nail in your tire, you dumbass. Let me share something with you, Jeff. Everybody seems to forget about all them damn parking tickets you get. You think the Martians are going to allow your dumbass to get in their $1 trillion spaceship and then get it booted when you try to land it, you dumbass? And how the hell are they going? I mean, what the hell is wrong with you? And as far as Charlie's concerned, he's all crying his little old ass off about rental bikes laying around. I wish I knew where you were, Charlie. I'd rent one of them bikes and run your ass over about 15 times. Actually, forget about that. Maybe I'd just go ahead and let Walker drop that spaceship right on your dumb ass, and then you could sit there and press that little button around your neck saying, hey, somebody come get me. I've been crushed, and I can't get up, you dumb ass. Hey, unless y'all have a good day, I got to go.
Thanks, man. Jerry.
Man. How did I know that was coming?
Jerry comes for people's necks.
Jerry is now cantankerous.
Good word, Jeff, good word.
All right, it's only fair to let the man respond. Charlie is in College Park. Charlie, who you mad at?
Can you hear me okay?
We got you, buddy.
I got four quick ones in ascending order of importance. I'm so glad Jared called in because I was going to bleep him before he got on. I knew he'd get on. In ascending order of importance, those gangs that are stealing things from athletes and prowling people, I hope they shoot a few of your asses and maybe you'll stop. The second thing is, the Dallas fans to come to the stadium. How's it feel to be down? How's it feel to be humiliated week after week? How's it feel? Wear your blue stuff to the stadium this week, sucker, and get humiliated again. And Jera, blink you guys a little bit for letting him on again. I told you don't let him in. All you can do is say, dumbass, dumbass. I tell you what, Jera, you want to meet me? I'll meet you at Jefferson Junior High School in Southwest, and we'll talk about it in midfield. You better bring your lunch because it'll be an all-day job. And, Jera, if that bulldog hadn't beat me over the fence, I'd be your father. Now, the most important thing is, Mitch, I am genuinely sad. I'm genuinely furious at the selection committee for not putting you in again. There's something going on there political. I don't know what it is, but you know how we all feel about you in this area. You belong, you belong, you belong. You know that. Your greatness is evident. I've been to the Hall of Fame this time last year. I wanted to see your bust in the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlie.
Appreciate you, brother.
We're going to keep it moving. Thank you, Chuck. Did he say, I want to see your butts in the Hall of Fame?
Bust.
Okay, thank you for clearing that. Bust. Carlos is in Severna Park. What up, Los?
Look, I know B. Mitch doesn't want to talk about it, but, you know, bleep the whole Hall of Fame, you know, committee. Yeah, what's that dude's name? Jim Porter and all? That goes up to the players that win and surprises them. What floor are you guys on in that building? In the building, are you guys up to like a top floor in the building when you guys broadcast the show?
Who, us?
Are you talking to us?
Yeah.
Keep it moving, Los. I don't even know what you're saying.
Okay, well, Jim Porter won't you know, take those stairs and congratulate B. Mitch because that man is too big and breathes heavy. So
I think that dude's gone. The big guy?
Yeah,
I think the big dude left.
No, he goes around, surprises players and all that. He don't want nothing to do with the organization. He don't want nothing to do with them damn stairs. You don't want him breathing or congratulating you, B. Mitch. Wait for someone else who appreciates you and who appreciates the work you've done and all that, because I know the DMV appreciates you. So bleep the Hall of Fame. Bleep them. Congratulations, B. Mitch. You are a Hall of Fame in all our hearts.
Appreciate
well
you, bro.
Well said, Los. All right, we're going to close this out the only way we know how. Just some good old boys. Here's Commander Tequila. Hello, Commander.
Hey, you guys. Hi. Hey, check this out. Let's give an applause to Jera, you know. He's doing a great game. He's doing a great year, great season. All right, Jera, all right. I just love Jera. He's a great game. Good owner, good friendship. Ah, am I telling the truth? Hell no. Hey, well, I got two bleep views. One bleep view is goes to the Mexican Americans that live in Texas, calling themselves Tejanos. What the hell is a Tejano? You know, a Mexican word for Mexican? I have no idea.
But, all right, one more, Commander. We got a boogie here.
And one more is the Cowboys. I want to be all the Cowboys. I'm going to stomp. I got a cowboy hat and ready to stomp.
See all right, buddy.
All right,
thanks
bro.
For the call, man.
That was a riot.
I don't know.
What's that?
I don't know what we learned there.
What's that? What's come in Busch Garden? That roller coaster. That's what that was.
Yeah, that sure was. Joe Witt said something that I agree with, and it's the number one thing this Washington Commanders defense needs to do. What is it? I'll tell you when we return. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitch here. The NBA is back, and FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. And right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to make every moment more this season. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner, 106.7 The Fan. Have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. After 3 month free trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime, no refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Just think about you.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Grant and Danny coming your way in just moments. Yo, if you're around tonight, come through MGM National Harbor. We'll be having a party. We'll be hanging out in the sports book. You can get on the Beltway Football TV show on Monumental. We're going to have a live portion where fans can ask questions and stuff. Should be a fun night. Over under $75 won for me tonight.
Over under 75-1. You've been losing on a regular basis.
Correct.
I'm probably talk to somebody else who has a little bit more skill sets. You're going to win more than 75 tonight.
All right. That's one vote over. Landfill, you coming tonight?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll be there. You know.
I was at the Sheets in Sterling this morning. I thought I might see you.
What'd you get?
Some stuff.
When he was in the Sheets, Landfill, you were probably walking to the studio.
Yeah, what time was this?
9:50.
Wow.
Now, that's when I found the gas pump that wasn't working, in my defense. So had it been working, it would have been a little earlier.
Which one? There's multiple sheets, though, in Sterling, I believe.
I know. So the best sheets is the one you told me about that's, like, in all that new development up there, kind of north of.
Over there?
Yeah, just straight up out of the park. Mm-hmm. But the one that's the easiest for me is the one that's right off Old Ox Road, which that could be Herndon and not Sterling.
It could potentially be. If you go down that road just a little bit further, there's another Sheetz there as well.
Yeah, well, the Sheetz I'm talking about has a taco truck parked, like, in
the that's the
parking
one.
Lot.
That's right by where they were
that's
looking
the
at.
The next you get to off of the Dulles Toll Road.
That's right Correct. By the rock quarry where they were looking at building, or quarry, where they were looking at building
when
a new
I
stadium.
Told you they weren't going to build a quarry? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, $75 for me as a win, as a winner at the casino tonight, Landfill. Which way are you going?
Oh, you're definitely going to lose more than that.
Okay, thanks for the support. All right, well, I'll see you there, and we'll figure it out together. We'll
play blackjack. I'll be there. Make sure, I just want you to know, but if you could, like, maybe, you'll give me a ride, right?
You got to be ready at, like, 4 o'clock.
I'll 100% be ready, yeah. Be at my house at 4. I'll be ready.
Gotcha. You will not see Landfill at all.
I think B might come. Jeffrey, what are you doing tonight?
New tire.
I was going to say, I'll be going to get a new tire, and I'll be recording tonight.
Doug, the best place to get a new tire, or at least the money for a new tire, is at the casino.
Oh, you can lose the money that you have for the tire, and then you can be out there. Nah, Jeff, nobody want to buy it.
Are you recording your Week 12 Cowboys Commanders hype song tonight?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question, Jeff?
Yes.
They've lost two in a row now. Do you have to change something up? Is the pressure on you?
Yes, I think I gotta
Are you going back to singing?
No. Oh, God, no. No. I will give a little hint. If you figure it out, you figure it out. I'm going back to our roots of the city.
Uh-oh. All right, it's finally go-go time.
Go-go, baby.
Uh-oh. Give it to him, Jeff. I'm ready.
That's your regular voice, too, JP.
That it really is, yeah. JP is just a huge go-go fan. That's why.
Joe Witt says the number one thing this defense needs to do is stop the run. You agree with him?
100%.
Yeah, ma'am.
You stop the run, you can do whatever the hell you want to do.
It ain't that complicated. Listen, we got a whole show to figure it out tomorrow. Washington needs to beat up on these Cowboys. I think they will. I understand it's a division game. Crazy things happen. But let's get the narrative extinguisher out. Like, Richmond John, if you're listening, I need a Photoshop of a narrative extinguisher, and I need Jaden and Cliff spraying that joint Sunday night. Eliminating all the narratives. Let's make some bets.
Oh, no. Our system is malfunctioning. Shockingly, something doesn't work here.
Really?
I'm shocked.
Can't believe
it. Heard it here first. Everybody gather around.
There you go, Jeff.
There you go. All right, Jeff.
You are talented, dog.
What you got?
All right. It's not looking good this week for Jeff
Walker. Are you Owen?
Yeah, I'm Owen Walker right now.
Damn, dog.
Oh, man, you normally Owens.
JP,
Owens,
you know, J-Dawg, stick together. You're not far behind me. You're 1-2.
Great. What I have last night?
You had...
I took like a hockey game.
A loss.
Yeah, you had the Flyers plus one. They lost by three. Landini is sitting at 2-1, and B is sitting at 2-2 as the over did not hit in the Thunder game. And tonight...
Yeah, I know them Bammers.
Tonight...
All right, we got football tonight. You got Steelers, Browns. You got college football tonight.
What's the point spread?
I'm taking the
college.
Over.
NC State, Georgia Tech. Rambling Wreck. Oh, there it is.
I fixed it.
What's the spread tonight?
Georgia Tech minus -9.
No.
Three and a half.
Steelers and
how is that even possible?
Yes.
I'm taking the Steelers.
It's crazy. Give me the Steelers.
Oh, yes. Give it to me. Give it all
and give
to me.
Give me an anytime touchdown. What's 14 name?
Pickens?
Yeah.
I need everyone Pickens. On the stream to look at me. Look me in my beautiful eyes. This is a system pick. Everybody in the world is taking the Steelers. Why the hell is that spread so low? Give me the Browns for a fortune. Let's go, Brownies. I'm betting on Jameis Winston. How stupid is that? Think about it. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg. Thank you to Nikki Walcott. I enjoyed Nikki Walcott. Give him a follow.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get that kid back on as this Hayfield nonsense continues. Thank you to Sean Sharif. Happy birthday to Sean Sharif. You can give him a follow at 105.3SS. Dude brings it. I'm going to be honest about something. Thank you to most of the people that called in for Bleep You Thursday. Not everybody, but most.
Why most of them?
Some of those were wacky-ass calls that I didn't even know what we were talking about. Thank you to the boys in the aquarium. Thank you to Brian. Thank you to Chef Connor. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Avalanche Caps at 7. Tonight, plus you got football. I'll be at MGM. Come on through. Made it this far. I owe you a beer.
Uh-oh, they're going to get it tonight.